Do you live your life rock boat to rock boat? If so, then welcome aboard the Boatcast, the podcast for rock boaters by rock boaters.
Yo. Hi. Wow. Nice.
So Zach, I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you live your life rock boat to rock boat?
I do. Yeah, you know, I actually, when I'm not on rock boat, I am thinking about rock boat. When I'm not awake, I'm dreaming about rock boat. It's pretty crazy, actually. I'm planning my next set, what we can do different for next time, all that good stuff. Yeah, I eat, sleep, and drink and live rock boat.
Zach, this is your third boat.
Yeah.
And when you get the okay from Six Man and Sister Hazel to come back on.
Okay.
And how much preparation from that moment goes into your performances?
One day before we depart for Miami.
Yeah. That is the definition.
We did one rehearsal, and then we flew to Miami.
That's rock awesome. Star, ladies
is that
and gentlemen.
The right or wrong answer?
The best answer.
No, you know, American Authors, we've been playing music together for so long now. I like to think we're a relatively well-oiled machine. It also helps that we toured like October, November, December, so we're kind of a little more in the groove right now. But it's still important for us to have that day of rehearsal. We could have used two, but one is chill. It works. It leaves a little excitement and adventure to our lives, too, going into it, just a little blind. But it's important for us doing three sets to make each one special and to make each set unique. So maybe I think about it like a few days before. I think, you know what? I lied. I think about it like weeks in advance, and I start building out the sets of kind of what I think would be cool in which venue. So for this rock boat, you know, it's like, our theater set will be quite different from the pool deck set. And then the atrium set will be just a completely different thing. Because on our first boat, we did the atrium, and we kind of did it much more of like a loosey-goosey party set. And we wanted to do that again on this boat.
Speaking of the last boat and the theater set, you played your entire Never Heard Before album.
Right, so yeah, that was the thing for last year. We wanted to do something a little unique. So the last set, yeah, we played the whole, yeah, the newest album at the time, start to finish in the track order, which was really cool.
So cool.
And yeah, since that boat, we released another album, which is dope. And then I'll tell y'all now, on our third set, we're going to premiere new songs that will start coming out next month off our next album.
Nice.
And actually, you know what I'll also say? What we've been doing, which is kind of cool, for our show tonight, if you get to the theater a little early, the music that'll be playing in the theater before we start is actually three of the new songs that'll be on the next album. So if you want to hear the actual like mixed, mastered album audio, three new songs will be playing tonight before we even start. So.
You are a master of your craft. I mean, just the build up, the anticipation. I know we're going to be there early.
Yeah, I think it's fun, you know?
He's also a master at like social media, right? Ooh. Like you and your bandmates, like you guys are constantly ripping out stuff on social media more than I see from a lot of other bands. So, I mean, that's super helpful.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of work, you know, and there's a lot of learning involved with it. It's obviously the most important thing. Not just with music, but with so many different industries today, is social media. And for us, you know, even though it's now been over 10 years since Best Day of My Life has come out, it's like American Authors are still the closest we've ever been. We're best friends. And we don't quite want to just be like, you know, this legacy act that just plays our old songs constantly. We want to stay current. We want to stay modern. And that means, yeah, ripping TikTok, staying online, being super active on socials, and constantly adapting with what socials are doing. And on top of it, like, really changing the way we release music now, which is super different. Like, We released our last album, which came out in the fall. We did 8 out of the 10 songs as singles, right? So we released 8 songs as focus tracks at a time, and we found that that was such a better approach than doing like 2 singles, then a whole 10-song album. We did the album before that, 2 songs, and then a full album, and like, I feel like we threw away like 8 really awesome songs. Like, there's 8 songs on that album that just I feel like didn't get the chance that they deserved. And then doing this new album, every song is a feature track. We found the songs that we would have picked as singles got nothing. And then the songs that would have just been the album tracks got all, like, the playlist love. And, like, you know, it really surprised us to see that. So it worked out releasing like that. And so we just figured from now on, because of the time we live in, we're going to keep releasing a song every month. At the end, actually, the day Rock Boat ends, we have a collaboration. We have an EDM song coming out with Kiara. She had that big single, Gold, a few years ago. But so that comes out the day Rock Boat ends. And then, like I said, we're going to release the first single off our next album in February. So
that's awesome.
It's just staying on top of it. And just like, we're really finding to keep socials, streaming, everything growing and moving, one song a month forever.
Do you ever get tired? And this is coming from the man who closed down, I think, like the last event last night.
Close down the last event last night. All right, what up? That's what it is, baby.
And I feel like that's every night on the boat.
And you know what, dude? I was an hour early to the meet and greet this morning because time didn't change on my phone.
Yes.
And I showed up, and I'm like, none of the tables were set up or anything, and I'm like, did they change the venue? Like, there's a line, but like, what is going on? And then I just had to go eat breakfast with my friends. Like, I could have been sleeping, but whatever. Sure, I get tired.
That's awesome.
Not really, actually.
It doesn't seem like you get tired on this boat.
I like the boat. It's fun, you know? Like, I love interacting and hanging out with people. I love playing music with my brothers, and I like listening to music and seeing music. You know, I was just talking with my buddies, and I watched Fantastic Cat last night.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yep.
And
sporting the hat.
Oh, nice. Perfect. I love it. It's a good hat. I got to get me one. Fantastic hat. Fantastic hat. Hook me up with a hat.
Yes.
Fantastic hat. Hook me up with a cat. But I watched them, and I was telling them, I'm like, you know, I've never heard of this band before. I've never listened to their recorded music. And, like, their set was awesome. Like, I was taking things from it where I'm like, ooh, I want to rip that. Like, that's a great idea. They just crushed that. Or, like, they had, like, some really good jokes up there that I'd, like, never seen before. And I was like, wow. Amazing joke. I don't know if y'all caught the set, but crazy jokes.
Yeah, music is great, but their banter.
What they did at the encore, where the keyboard player started talking about like his grandma in the hospital, and then they just cut him off. Like, if y'all didn't see this, I'm gonna be straight up. Like, I am a fan of seeing music, and like, I like live music. I had never seen that. Like, that was a great bit.
Yep.
I tip my fantastic hat to the Fantastic Cat.
I mean, if you ever found out the story of how they got the band name too. That's a great one.
Yeah,
you can't tease it.
I'll ask them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find them. I don't even know them.
Find them and ask them, because it's a fantastic
cat
story.
Zach, Eamon was talking about your social media game, but I also want to highlight too that not only are you awesome at pushing your music and all things American Authors, but also raising awareness for the current wildfires in California and all the amazing work that you're doing to try to get people some help.
Yeah, so. I mean, I don't really look at that as all that crazy. It was just like, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm like born, raised, currently live in Los Angeles. My family's all there with me, and it's like, that's my home. And if I don't have to evacuate, it was actually the thing of, you know, Los Angeles was telling you, do not evacuate if you don't have to, because we need to keep the roads clear for people that actually need to get out. Like, we don't want to, like, cause more traffic. So it's like, if I don't need to go, I'm not going to go, and I'm going to stay home. And it was a really weird couple weeks anyways. So it's like, okay, cool. Well, we'll just hit the Costco. We'll like keep checking all the sites and see what people need out there and just go like keep picking stuff up to bring it off and do different drop-offs and donations and whatnot. So I just think it's like trying to be a good neighbor, I guess.
Yeah, and it's amazing how the music community has come together to help.
Yeah, it's nice. It doesn't really like solve the devastation that even a lot of people on this boat, friends of mine that are on this boat performing here as fans, they've lost houses, and it's a pretty messed up situation.
Zach, can we talk about the album Call Your Mother?
Sure.
And how did you come up with the name?
Well, Call Your Mother is our newest album. It came out in the fall. Spoiler alert, the next album, well, I won't talk about that one yet. This one...
the teases.
It's going to be Call Your Father?
Thanks for giving it away, all right? Yeah, so... It's, I'll be straight up. I lost my mom like a year and a half ago now. And my mom was my best friend in the world. And so a lot of this album and just a lot of the writing sessions that make up this album and the next album, because we kind of did them both at the same time, it's very inspired by family, my mother, losing family. It's crazy because... we didn't take much time off. Like, my mom passed, you know, all of American Authors. We were all at the funeral. And then, like, a couple weeks, maybe a month later, we went to go on a writing retreat together, the four of us. So it was, like, really soon after this all went down. And, like, I don't know if he would, like, really appreciate me saying this here, but even when we were on that writing retreat together, Matt's mother passed away. So it was like a super intense lead up into those sessions. Then halfway through, it's like we get that call. So I guess it's just a really long roundabout way of saying it's like it's so influenced by that. And one of the biggest things that my mom would always... she would call me and leave messages if I didn't answer, and she would always say, "Call your mother." That's like she didn't have that accent, but she would just do it as like a funny thing. So also I will just give you another sneak peek into our set tonight. And it's one of my favorite things about our show and like our newer set. With the intro for our set tonight, it's really cool because we took a lot of voicemails from our mothers. Yeah, just from our mothers, actually, from all of our moms, and we put them into the intro. So if you come to the set, you'll hear my mom saying, "Call your mother." And you'll hear Dave's mom say, "Call your mother." And Dave's mom actually does talk like that. So hers is not a joke. But he's cool with that. You know, we do it like, David, what are you doing? Your hair is... That's like my grandma now. My grandma also talks like that. Yeah, I don't know when are you going to get a real job, David? I still don't get it. You sure you're not going to go back to school? When's this band thing over? It's like, Mom, you know we had a hit single 12 years ago. It's like, what? She's still waiting for him to get a law degree or something.
So great.
She's awesome. Don't get, like, we love her. She's the best.
Zach.
Sorry. The ramp up then, the next album will be called Call Your Father. So... So Call Your Father starts coming out next month. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
I told you this. The first single off Call Your Father comes out in February, and then we'll release a song off the album for the next 10 months. And where is it? I was trying to get a lot of stuff done this last month before we came on the boat, and I just finished the album artwork for the next album. So
that's awesome.
There's that. So yeah.
Jeez,
if you want the proof. I'll show y'all from far. That's all you get. Very exciting.
I swear I had no idea. I did not mean to give it away.
That's okay. I was going to say it anyways. You just, you know, I was going to try to like ramp it up and like have some momentum and it's like, the big reveal.
Chopped it down right
there. Okay, how about this? If you really want to go into the future, then we'll start working on the follow-up to that album. Guess what that one's going to be called? No, close. The idea is it'll be three albums together, and then the third one will be called Call Your Family.
Nice.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that rock boat F word right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Family.
Yeah.
Zach, you know, since we're talking about family and, you know, you've been privileged to be on the boat, and we're all privileged to have you on the boat three times now. What's it like to be able to just walk around and, you know, I saw you in the hot tub last night.
Got to do it. I closed down the hot tub, too. Don't even test me on that one.
I do not.
They
got to
keep that thing open later. I don't know what.
Do you have a double rolling around that you're closing up all these places?
Yeah, back Zarnett. It's my twin.
What?
No, they closed it early, dude. I had time to go like from one place to another.
From one hot tub to another.
What was the question? Sorry, I cut you off. You're good.
I don't know.
Was there a question?
I don't think
so. There was a question. I think we got
family, rock boat, walking around, hot tubbing. I don't know.
Yes. I forgot the question. So when you're here as a musician, what is it like and what does it mean to a musician to be able to walk and travel freely through the boat and not be harassed as if you were at a concert and whatnot and just being with everyone and sharing the camaraderie?
It's awesome. You really get to know everyone, and I think that's a really beautiful thing. You know, I think one of my favorite things is not only getting to kind of have this amazing reunion with all of the rock boaters on this ship, but what has been such a game changer, not only for the band, but for me personally, is now I have this whole new group of friends that I get to see throughout the year in your hometowns. And for me, that's super special. It's like, you know, we get to go literally every city we have rock boaters come out, and it's incredible. And I love that we get to now have this floating music festival carnival reunion where we all get to, you know, have lunch together and hit the gym together and, you know, soak it up in the hot tub together and close down Silent Disco and dance together, like, freely. It's really fun. It's an incredible community, and y'all are just such amazing people, for real.
Do you get excited when you see what the theme is going to be?
I didn't know what the theme was. I'm going to be straight up with it. I love Rockbow. For real. I didn't even know what the theme was until I walked in and saw the fake tigers. I'm like, this is sick. Why are these here? And then someone was like, oh, it's like a jungle theme. And I'm like, am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
I thought someone said, no, it's not a jungle. I'm like, oh, see, I still don't know. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of got, like, I don't know. I think people liked it our first year on the rock boat when I wore, like, the matching two pieces. So I guess, fortunately for me, now that's just become my shtick, so I don't need to put much thought into the theme because I'm just going to wear matching two-piece sets anyways. So
I was wondering if that was just, you know, a style or just became your shtick, you know?
It's like part of my summertime party vibe style in general. And then, like, people seemed to like it on the first boat, so I just bought... I went, no pun intended, I went overboard on buying two-piece sets and just, like, collecting now. And it's actually really cool because, like, one of y'all made me a custom two-piece with my dogs on it, which I brought. It's going to come out. I gotta start slow, you know? So I put more planning into that than the theme. So I wore the yellow one yesterday, a little bright, a little flashy. I toned it down with some more earth tones today. And we'll see how the week unfolds with when the dog one comes out. It's pretty cool.
Love it. Is the person who made that two-piece set here by chance?
No.
That would be... We got to acknowledge that. That's...
It's so awesome. Sick.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Zach, I want to thank you for finding time out of your busy schedule here on the boat between the hot tub and shutting down Disney. You know.
Very busy, guys. I've had two lunches today.
You're an hour early. And
going in for a third lunch soon.
I mean, you do make it seem easy. It's not that easy.
Happy hour wings. You know, I'm on a schedule. Very busy. No, it's a lot of fun. I think it's really cool to not only get to talk with y'all and share and play music, but then also to see other bands and be inspired too. So I look forward to that as well. And Yeah, I just love being with y'all.
Awesome. Thanks,
we love
Zach.
It, too.
Does anybody have a question they want to ask Zach?
Yeah, don't be shy. It can be about music or how many hot tubs I've seen in my days. Anything you want. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well, thanks. What do you mean, stretchy pants? Oh, yeah. One of my two pieces was I bought it in Bali. Really cool set. Not very well made. And I think the entire butt ripped halfway through the set or something. That's right. Yeah, I went out to the crowd and like lifted my leg up and just like my crotch like all the way just ripped open. I was like, dang it. It sucked because I really liked it. It was like a beautiful white linen set. Garbage. Just trashed. But everything is stretchy now. There's no no more hard fabrics. Actually, you know, I switched it up. When you see my... I don't know if any of y'all have been to our last tour in the fall, but I have incorporated a new stage outfit that you'll see tonight that works very well with the Rock Boat theme.
His new shtick is going to be wardrobe malfunctions.
I hope not. I really hope not. We ain't having a Lenny Kravitz moment up in here. I'll tell you what, man. If any of y'all remember that.
Well, we'll get you get on your way, but thank you so much.
Thank you
Let's
so much.
Let's hear it for Zach, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
appreciate y'all.
That was awesome.
Let's see what I'm